Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Damaro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
It's so great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
And Nika Howard.
Hey, guys. I just want to say you all look so beautiful and wonderful, and I'm so glad we're friends.
Aw.
Thanks.
Aw, same to you, Nika.
So this is a weird one. This is different for us in that this episode is going to be posted on the Wizards of the Coast feed. So a lot of people who don't normally listen to us will be listening to us, so we're going to try to present things in a way.
Try to be less on our bullshit?
We're 5th edition actual play Dungeons and Dragons podcast, and so we have this wonderful sprawling campaign that's been going for 5 years, and occasionally we'll do little offshoots to sort of fill in some of the blanks and do some extra sort of
non-mainline stories.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me, Tim.
You got it.
So that's what we're doing tonight, because we got an advanced copy of Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes.
Ooh.
You can see here. And we were tasked with fighting something in it to be on the stream, and I thought we could fight something real big and hairy.
Big and mean. It's also our International Tabletop Day stream. So we've been going for about, 9.5 hours. We're raising money from the Alzheimer Association. So thank you everyone that's watching over on Twitch for all the wonderful things you've donated, and we're giving away lots of prizes. But if you're listening to this in the future, well, that doesn't help you as much.
You still can probably go give to the Alzheimer's
Association.
That is
actually true. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Please go give to the Alzheimer's Association, please.
And, you know, if you want to catch our live streams, we're every other Thursday, like clockwork, twitch.tv/
No deviations at all.
Yeah.
Just kidding. There's a lot of deviations.
Check our Twitter.
And if you want to find our podcast easier, just go to the gaming section of iTunes, click on the top podcast, and we're right up there.
Wow, what a way to brag.
That was a little douchey, but people don't know sometimes.
Yeah.
No?
We're just making it easy for them to find us.
Yeah.
We're the one that's not Critical Role.
Yeah.
We normally at this point would roll a d20 and say what happened last time on our show, but since this is a side thing, we're not going to do that. And instead, I'm just going to go right off into a monologue.
Nice.
Do a little exposition.
I was going to say, maybe if you wanted to make us roll for what we ate for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
we're going to start on the astral plane.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You see a wizard's tower floating into view. It looks like it has been torn from the prime material plane and set adrift in space. There's, you know, looks like a giant just came and ripped it out of the ground, and now it's floating through the astral plane.
Shot put it into the astral plane.
We're going to then go into this wizard's tower and see the legendary wizard Bigby.
Bigby!
Staggering into his summoning chamber.
In his large hand?
Yeah.
He's got all, he does all the hand stuff.
Okay. Oh.
That's him. And
at least someone will.
He looks. He looks like he's been
doing hand stuff.
I mean, he's still on his feet, but he's clearly been wounded. There's a puddle of blood behind him.
Bigby's blood.
His dog is whining next to him, sadly.
Oh no.
Yeah, he looks like he's on death's door. And he gets to his crystal ball and he calls forth one of the other members of the Circle of Seven. And that's going to be Tim's character. Tim, what do we see as your character is summoned to this wizard's tower?
So I'm summoned physically to it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You see a tall Shadar Kai with jet black hair that has strapped across his back just the hugest katana. I believe it has a special name, the two-handed katana. He has his samurai-style robes sort of billowing behind him. He's not wearing any armor. He has a big belt and some bracers, but besides that, his chest is completely bare. Some of his Shadar Kai-like markings are coming through, and the fact that he has deep dark eyes and almost what looks to be like protrusions coming out of his face.
Darth Maul.
Darth. No way. Kind of, though.
Yeah!
Now, Tim, not everyone owns or has Mordenkainen's Tome of Foes yet, so can you explain what this race is for people who don't know what it is off the top of their head?
Yes. So the Shadar Kai is a new race that is in the Tome of Foes. It's like, I don't remember when it was introduced, but basically they are like shadow elves, so to speak. They have like a pact with the Raven Queen. They are like the opposite of Eladrin in that Eladrin sort of are like of the Fae. Shadar Kai are of
Shadowfell.
Shadowfell, like spooky death bullshit. So they have a +1 in constitution, they have resistance to necrotic damage, and they can teleport 30 feet to an unoccupied space, and then you get like tons of resistances and stuff like that. So that's kind of like their deal.
Nice. And what's your character's name?
My character's name is, his name's Tefaroth.
Nice.
And he looks down and he says, "Bigby, what are you doing, coward? Get up! There are fiends and gods to kill on this day. I'm not dead yet, and neither are you."
"Thank you for joining me, Tetheroth, on such short notice, but
I had no choice.
Keep it down while I summon the rest of the Circle of Seven.
They'll get in the way."
What was Tetheroth doing?
Tetheroth, the PH, right?
Tetheroth. As a PH. It's Sephiroth, but I replaced the S with the T.
What was he doing when he was summoned?
Tefaroth has been on a long assignment trying to infiltrate Titania's court. He's not very good at infiltration missions, so it's just his goth Sephiroth ass standing at like fairy parties and pixies, and whenever they come over to hand him some like sugar plum wine, he just scowls at them. He's worried that Titania is introducing too much chaos, and he's wondering if his blade will drink another god soon.
All right. Bigby summons yet another person into our midst, and this time it's going to be Nika's character. Nika, describe your character to us.
So Bigby, like the haze kind of starts to clear, and you see the scene, and it is a girl who is very... she almost glows, like the sun is just shining on her. And she's in her bathroom with a big mirror, and she's getting ready for a big night out. She's got her magical curling wand, she has a brush that she's singing into, and she's putting on full lashes, full makeup, dressed to the nines.
Oh my god, I love it.
And she's singing to herself. I'm not gonna sing.
Maybe if we hit $4,000, Nika will sing. We'll see.
What is your character's name?
Her name is Tiffany with an I and a Y, but not where you'd think they are.
So Tiffany is summoned in, and Big B kind of looks at her and grunts and goes, oh, thank you for joining us, Tiffany.
Anytime, Biggs.
Then he does some more very intricate hand motions, because that's his thing, his hands. And
he loves hands.
He summons Jennifer's character into our midst.
So, yeah, so my character pops into a being with kind of like a like snowy mist around her, a little bit like crystals. And she is an Aarakocra. But think more, instead of like an eagle face, like snowy owl.
Nice.
So she's white face, and she's got on like pale gray leather, like just like lots of like white and pale gray, like spotted on her feathers. And she says,
hello, my friends. It's so good to see you.
What is your character's name?
Her name is Neve, N-E-E-V.
And what was she doing right before she was summoned?
So Neve is devoted to her god, Eridrifania, which is the god of the Aarakocra. And Neve is what she brings balance to the world, mostly by making sure the balance of people who are alive and people who are dead is correct, according mm-hmm. to her goddess. She's what one might, like, ungenerously call the Grim Reaper of the Aarakocra.
Excellent, excellent. Big B looks at the group, and he seems to be doing some mental calculations as he stands there and bleeds, and he shakes his head and goes, no, it's not enough. I'm all over the place with his voice.
He's dying.
Yeah, it's not his fault. Yeah.
I must bring in another.
We don't need any help.
Whatever, more friends, more party.
And then he does his thing again, hands, fingers wiggling in ways that no human or wizard hand should wiggle.
How does he do it?
Tifferoth, jealous.
How does he do it?
And pulled into reality is our friend Matthew Morris's character.
By the light of Rhaegar, what brings me here?
Matthew is our good pal. He's been on Random Encounters since day one. And
I love Matthew.
And he plays a very good character there now called Smash. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it. Random Encounters. Tell us about your character, Matthew.
So I am playing Eckhart Dayhammer, a paladin of Rhaegar. When he comes through this, when he's summoned, you see a bright flash of light as the sheen on his armor is pure. His shield is encrusted with gems and gold. In his scabbard, you can see a faint glow from a blade. And around his neck, he wears part of a banner that is also trimmed with gold on a field of black. And there's a symbol with a book with horns in the middle.
Nice. Did you say his name is
Eckhart Dayhammer? It's a nice randomly generated name from hashtag D&D Beyond.
Eckhart, well met.
He goes, thank you for joining us. I know your mission was of extreme importance.
Yes, we have been driving back the devils at the gates of hell, as Zariel and I have been combating them to create an opening to defeat our next foe. And by the will of Rhaegar, I am here now to do the deed.
Baby goes, we have an impressive force here, but the thing that I must ask you to do is too much.
I will die today.
Probably.
Please grant me death.
And by the grace of Rhaegar, we shall be victorious.
He goes, no, it is not enough. And he swings his hand in a little spray of blood.
Your party is too weak.
I need your strongest potion.
You require a stronger puppy.
Matthew's not normally on the podcast, but maybe he should be.
Maybe he should be.
That's pretty good.
And he once again goes to his crystal ball and summons forth yet another. And we'll bring in Carly Shields.
Hi.
Hi, Carly. Carly is on brute force and is, I think, a good person that I like.
Well, thanks. Enough to marry, at least.
Carly, who are you playing?
So, appearing before you in kind of these shadowy tendrils as she kind of walks forward is a woman who is... Well, pretty well endowed with chestnut-colored hair, looking like somewhat of a goth Sansa in a low-cut spider-like dress. And she sashays forth with her hips wagging back and forth and kind of looks down to Bigby and says, "What have you gotten yourself into now?" And this is Adira Harper, who people that have listened to Drunks and Dragons is... the sister of one of the old characters. What she was up to is a secret because she is still a part of our the main campaign. So her secret machinations will be left untold. But yeah, she arrives very gracefully and with a lot of presence.
Excellent. Bigby goes, "This is great. This is good. But... for the thing that I must ask you to do today..."
"We need no more! If we add more, then I will not be granted death on this day!"
"By the mercy of Rhaegar, let us get this mission underway!"
No.
Adira leans down and kind of strokes the head of this small black and white cat that is standing beside her. And at the age of 9, when Owen first made his appointment, here's Larkin tomorrow.
"Hi."
"Hey, Larkin."
"Bam."
he shakes his head and he goes, "No, we need the full complement of the Circle of Seven. We have to bring in the big guns." And once again, he looks like he strains himself and makes the hand motions and the things. And one more person is brought within our midst. Owen, who do we see?
Well, it's Aelar. A-E-L-A-R.
Ah! Your voice is so deep!
And also with us, special guest, Owen, Aelar the Wizard.
Spelled A-E-L-A-R.
My name is Aelar.
Aelar,
quick, you gotta help! Come help, he's gonna get eaten!
You see before you just an ancient-looking elf. He's got an eye patch. He's one leg is a peg leg.
Oh, no.
He clomps in all gnarled up. Now the whole Circle of Seven is here.
What was he doing?
What were you doing?
I don't know, sitting around reading a book.
This lazy guy.
He was just waiting to be called on. Bigby looks at you and he is, I wish I could go with you myself, but I'm too wounded, but I've cleared a path for you and I can transport you directly to..."
"Shall I give you a warrior's death?"
No, that won't be necessary. Thank you. I guess I should explain what you're doing.
If you've got enough time before you die..."
"Yes, I think I do.
It would be helpful."
"You're so lucky."
"Orcus's power is out of control. Ever since the demon apocalypse, his power has grown and things must be set right. His plan is almost complete and he wants to sink the entire primaterial plane into an undeath. And we can't allow it to happen. So I must send you forth to take his life in his own realm."
"By the anger of Rhaegar, I am ready to defeat this enemy. With my friends by my side, we are nigh invincible."
"Well, we can still die today. Masumune hungers for a god's flesh."
I'll be the one who decides who lives and dies.
Or who I bring back.
Who pick me for one.
I mean, speak for yourself. I don't plan on dying today.
Can I just say, Naive, you are adorable. I love you.
No one's ever said that to me before. I mean, my feathers and everything, you think that's cool?
Oh my god, on point. Hello. Wow. I wish I could pull it off.
And Tiffany, those lashes are fierce.
Yeah, thank you so much. Can I just say that your hair perfectly complements everything about you?
Tiffany obviously wants a compliment so bad. Really sad.
You do all look amazing, but now it is time to kill an evil god. I must send you forth to Orcus's lair in the city of Nara Tyre, on the plain of the abyss called Thanatos. I have cleared a path for you, so you shouldn't have too much trouble, since this is a one-shot episode. But
we simply don't have time to dig deep.
But there will be trials and tribulations, so be on your guard. And may the circle of the seven be with you.
And always with you.
As we all say together.
And also with you.
So say we all.
And then he conjures a portal into what looks to be an eerily quiet and cold city, its streets empty and decaying.
I run through.
Offering, you know, says, all right, get on with it. Kicks you through the door.
No, I'm oh, through. Man. I'm running.
By the courage of Rhaegar, I shall run full speed into this pit.
I'll be the first through, the first to die.
And Eckhart, he run.
Adira takes her time and sashays out.
Tiffany gets hooked up on a pyrotechnics line system so that she's pulled through the portal. Okay. And then she uses just like a little to like come through with some little bishies and sparkle.
Oh, it's so good. Knee flies because she's a bard. Oh, cool.
Have we mentioned we're level 20?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't think we did.
Yeah, we're all level 20.
We're all level 20. It's messed up.
Yeah.
We're jacked as hell.
I am quite strong.
I have 226 hit points. I love it.
Oh, that's too many.
For now.
You're gonna die.
I'm gonna die.
Please.
Oh, wait, Michael, I'm sorry. Can I take my entrance back?
Yeah, sure. Just rewind it.
I forgot. I have a magic carpet, so.
You just walk back through the portal.
I get on my magic carpet and ride through the portal.
Oh my god.
But with the same sparkles.
Into a whole new world.
Of course. Of course. That's non-negotiable.
That's a given.
It's 3x5, so someone else can hop on if they want.
Oh, Adira does.
Yes.
And her cat, don't forget.
And her cat.
Don't forget the cat.
Who says, what does her cat say?
Meow.
So you find the streets eerily quiet and empty, as described.
No foes here.
And up ahead of you is a huge castle that appears to be made of bone. And you know within it lives the evil demon Orcus.
Hmm. Michael, as a level 20 paladin, I have my divine sense. Do I sense anything that's like really evil here?
Everything is evil. The cobbles in the streets are evil.
Is it like a fiend or undead or like a celestial?
Fiend.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you're in literally the abyss right now.
My goodness.
By the OCD of Rhaegar, I feel unclean. There is a presence of great evil here.
No shit.
It smells like dookie.
Maybe it's the castle made of bones, fool.
I think it's made of flesh.
And I scream an orc, who will kill me?
Bones don't have a smell.
You are so sassy, Tefaroth. That's what I like about you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic. And it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
So you make your way to the castle, and you open the door of the castle, and your way does seem to be clear. But inside this castle, the walls are indeed... Well, the structure is indeed made of bones, but the walls seem to be made of flesh, and the carpets are made of woven hair.
That's a nice touch. I think I would cut the door down instead of opening it.
Okay, you cut it right down. And then you travel in further into the castle until you finally come to a door. You're unable to open it. You can't get through it.
I thwack at it with my Vorpal Masamune.
Your sword breaks in half.
My Vorpal Masamune!
I have gloves that help with lock picking.
You see no lock. All you see is an altar, and on the altar is a bowl, and in the bowl is a knife.
Oh, someone wants to eat cereal with a knife.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I walk up and friggin' stab my hand.
What?
As the blood spurts off of your hand and hits the door, the door vanishes, and you're able to proceed through.
And I kind of flick the blood and take a little taste of it as well.
All right, you take one hit point of damage.
Okay, let me just... I'm at 225 right now.
Excuse me, Michael. What kind of lighting is there in this place?
It's probably like torch lit, but like an eerie blue flame.
Is it good? Is it like a soft light?
Is it evil? Like, is it a fiend or undead?
It's like strange, and it's almost like a fluorescent light, and it's just washing you out.
Oh, it's not looking good. Okay.
And so you proceed through the now open door, and you come to yet another door. And this one, the altar on it has a block and a cleaver.
Oh, no.
I need both my hands.
Can I have like one long fingernail and cut my fingernail off?
You can, but nothing happens.
Damn it.
I feel like I should be able to do something for this, but let me.
By the charity of Rhaegar, I shall do this. And Eckhart will take off his boot.
Wait, hold on though. This is.
And he's oh, no. gonna.
He's all slice
he,
your
he
foot.
Chop off his pinky toe.
No!
The pinky toe actually gives a lot of balance, so I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, this is not smart, Eckhart.
He's got like plate on, so like you wouldn't know the difference.
He has an extra toe. He's been meaning to get it.
I took a feet for extra limb.
What if we just put in Aelor's wooden foot? Maybe it's the thought that counts and not the blood.
So do you actually do that?
Yeah.
All right. Since it was your pinky toe, I'm going to say you take 10 hit points of damage.
That is bananas.
Really? I know.
I have
crazy.
More hit points than that in my pinky finger.
That's gonna be gone next.
But as soon as you remove the toe, the door vanishes and you're able to proceed through.
One next an arm.
Can I run up to what the next door is? Is there another door? I assume there's another door.
there is a third door.
I'm sorry, this is real bitchy, but maybe push a little rock out and then I want to run up to the next one because I want to see what the thing is first, because I'm assuming in my head that all of these are getting worse and worse in a Saw style like horror show, and now if it's not too bad I'm just gonna do
it. Friends, by the fairness of Rhaegar, I suggest someone else do this.
And this one on the altar, you just see a sword.
Oh boy.
Oh shit. Oh, Tephiroth.
Is it evil or undead? I'm sorry, is it undead or a fiend?
It is not undead or a fiend, but it does appear to be filled with magic.
Oh, I didn't cast detect magic, but okay, that's good to know.
Does somebody want to cast detect magic?
Can I make an arcana check?
That won't tell you what kind of magic it is.
It'll just tell me it's magic, right?
Not even that.
Adira kind of has been lingering in the back, kind of letting you all do that, and she's fine. And she goes up to the front, and I'm going to cast Detect Magic. Okay.
It is full of necromantic magic.
Oh, shiz.
Not necromantic.
Oh, this one won't be that bad. Please, go ahead.
I wield no blade but Masumune.
Okay, I'm going to go touch the blade. I'm going to go take the blade.
Okay.
And I'm going to cut my finger.
Okay, nothing happens.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to stab myself.
By the curiosity of Rhaegar, Tiffany, how do you feel?
It was filled with necromantic magic. Maybe we need to cut something already dead.
I toss my toe at it.
Then he's dead.
Nothing happens.
Tephiroth, are you alive?
Of course I'm alive, just because I'm filled with the Shadowfell. I'm resistant to necromantic, so stab me with it, coward.
Well, are you resistant to stabbing?
Well, I can be, and his eyes start to kind of go red a little
by
bit.
By the determination of Rhaegar, let's find out.
All right, so what do?
Stab my butt! And he pushes his hiney out.
How good of a hiney has he got?
It's very good. It's very sculpted. He has a 25 strength.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, he has an 8 strength, but he has a belt.
What a nice glute.
Yeah.
By the supple glutes of Rhaegar.
who's holding the sword? And
Tiffany picked it up.
I have it in my hand, but I have like a limp wrist, so if anyone were to touch it, I'd drop it.
Tiffany, you get this urge to just run Tetheroth through.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Tiffany just she giggles. And then she turns around and she goes, "Tetheroth, tag!" and runs towards him with his sword first.
My butt! My butt!
It does not go into your butt. It goes right through your torso.
Oh, no!
And Tephiroth falls to the ground dead.
I have resistance to necromantic damage.
Well, I can help.
And the door opens up in front of you.
Oh, my God. Finally! I'm so sorry.
Friends, this means nothing, for I, the servant of Rhaegar, shall cast Revivify by the grace of Rhaegar. Live!
And I will burn a level 3 spell slot to revivify Tefaroth.
Tefaroth!
It takes one action and it's instantaneous.
As we know, Revivify always works, and Tefaroth is brought back to life.
Why did you bring me back? I finally tasted death.
And the way is now clear.
So wait, so Revivify just brings you back to one hit point, though.
Yeah, you got one.
Ow!
By the edging of Rhaegar, you live!
Though you do look worse than Bigby did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My normally dark friend, you look pale.
I only need one hit point to kill Orcus.
Shall I cure your wounds? Shall we take a long rest?
Let's take nappies!
Oh, but can we take a long rest?
Seriously, can maybe a short one? I'll take a short one.
You could take a short rest. It does take an hour.
I rub Tefaroth's shoulders to help you know, get the strength back to him.
Lower.
I rub his quads. I don't know where those are.
Here, the front of your leg.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's all right.
Yep. That's right.
Too low.
All right, what hit points is Tethroth getting back? And
I can help heal you too.
Does Eckhard want to get his toe back?
I mean, I could lay on hands, but that's like I only have 100 hit points of uses for that. So, and he's why did we let the guy with the most hit points die?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
We didn't know that it was.
Oh
gonna
my
be...
goodness.
Well, wait, to be fair, us as characters don't know what our hit points are.
Wait, I have some stupid thing that lets you regain like maximum hit points back for everything. Give me a second.
Yeah. I want you guys to save your spell slots. I'll roll 20 hit dices. I have 18 apparently because I wait no.
You should have 20 because you have 20 levels.
Yeah. So you have 18 for yours.
I'm two classes.
Yeah.
So I have 18 D10s plus 5 and 2 D12s.
God, who has the least amount of hit points? Because they should have been the ones to die.
Man, we didn't know, though.
By the foolishness of Rhaegar, we were wrong. This is the longest we've ever gotten it.
Here, I rolled for you. You got 105 and 31.
Okay.
So 136.
Does that include my...
Constitution?
Yeah. No, it doesn't include your constitution. What's your con bonus?
Five.
I think you have all your hit points back.
Okay, I'm back to my hit points.
Nice.
Nice.
The color drains back into our good friend.
And then Emily goes away. Because he's shy.
All right, so the path ahead of you is clear into the inner chamber of Orcus. Do you want to go and do it?
I'm charging
in.
Yeah,
we go and do it.
Yeah, we got to get in
there.
Wait.
Tiffany turns around to everyone, and she grabs whoever's hands are next to her.
I'd be
and
at
then
front.
She looks at them.
Hold my bird hand.
So she'd grab your hand. I think that's fitting that she would touch your hand.
By the excitement of Rhaegar, are we to pray?
You love praying!
Okay, I just want to say that I know we just met, but...
We've been part of the Circle of Seven for years. I performed your child's bris.
You came to my bar mitzvah!
Generally speaking... Some of us might have just met. I don't know. Maybe someone's forgetful. Anyway.
I've met all these people.
You're all my best friends. And I just want to say that I think whatever happens, that we should just go with it. And let's just have fun and do our best. And...
Die.
Just... No, let's not die. Let's live. And... She's going to rouse everyone, give a good speech, and then give everyone a quick, just a 1-2 second hug, each and every one of you. And then I'm going to do inspiration so that you guys have inspiration. I'm all on my floating carpet, so I don't actually move. My carpet moves me.
It's like Cloud 7 or something. I don't know.
This exact same thing happened to me at Judgment House.
Okay, so you all proceed through and enter Orcus's inner chamber, and you're in a huge hall, and this 30-foot monster sits in a throne of skulls at the end of it.
I point Masamune at him and I say, "You there, boy! Where is Orcus? Fetch him so he may die."
"By the confoundment of Rhaegar, do you not recognize this evil menace?"
"He's a child."
"It is Steve."
He goes,
What trick is this? Ah, I'm so confuddled, I can't even speak properly. Who dares enter the domain of Orcus?"
"By the southern drawl of Rhaegar, we are here to smite you, the Circle of Seven, a band of good heroes here to destroy your evil and make it not here anymore."
Tiffany breaks out her bagpipes and starts playing the bagpipes for our band music.
What did she play? What song?
Free Bird.
Free Bird on the bagpipes. Wonderful.
Adira embarrassingly kind of goes off to the side like, "Oh, God."
She, like, cannot believe this is her life right now.
Teferoth throws off his cloak so he has nothing in the way. He draws... Masamune throws off the scabbard and gets ready to die.
This guy loves dying.
"How dare you enter the realm of the demon prince of undeath, the lord of blood? I shall feast upon your souls tonight."
"By the rage of Rhaegar, it shall not be this day. Come, holy avenger. Let us destroy this menace."
And he draws his sword, and it glows a lot. And everybody within 30 feet of me, you have advantage on all saving throws against spells and other magical effects.
Nice. Heavens.
Oh, and the inspiration is a d12.
Okay.
Or not inspiration, whatever it is. Bardic
inspiring
inspiration.
Word,
oh, cool. Also, my aura of protection gives you +4 to all saving throws, and my aura of devotion means you cannot be charmed, and my aura of courage means you cannot be frightened.
Oh, that's nice.
Teferoth lets out a blood-curdling scream, and he cuts his hand and lets the blood go across the blade, and I enter a rage.
Oh, he is a barbarian.
Orcus goes,
"All this posturing is just so you can buff yourselves before we fight. I shall not have it."
I quietly apply haste.
"By the strategy of Rhaegar, more dots."
Just a little bit on Orcus. He's 30 feet tall. He has the lower torso of a goat, and a humanoid upper body with a corpulent belly.
Nice.
Swollen with rot.
I don't like that part.
He has great bat wings that sprout from his shoulders, and his head is like the skull of a goat, the flesh nearly rotted away.
Ooh,
that's disgusting.
Yucky.
Fun.
Can I take a minor image of him for later?
Yeah.
Spoopy.
In one hand, he wields the legendary Wand of Orcus, which is a bad thing.
Oh.
And let's roll initiative.
Cool.
Woo! I feel like we need more dice out here.
Excuse me, Mr. Tomorrow. My initiative is an 11. Thank you.
11 for Eckhart.
Oh, wait.
Mine is 9.
9 for Tetheroth.
I have 15.
That's Alar with a 15. Alar?
Does my danger sense detect any danger from this guy?
Is he dangerous?
Yes.
I think he's cool.
Is he cool? Is he good?
Tiffany, what was yours? It was
26.
Oh my goodness, Tiffany! Wow!
Nice. Tiffany's ready. She is... I didn't get to say, but Tiffany is obviously a bard. She just got done going on a plane-wide tour, giving out inspiration
which
to everyone.
Plane?
Well, she just did the astral plane, and next is the Fae. So she's getting ready for her new album.
Okay.
Nika, did you see that tweet going around recently that was talking about the Kat Von D eyeliner? The girl got in a car accident and her eyeliner stayed on. What I'm saying is that Tiffany definitely has Kat
Tiffany's
Von D.
That girl.
Yeah, she's that girl.
Oh yeah. Tiffany and Nika are wearing Kat Von D eyeliner. And she loves it. She wears the headband. She is the Bret Michaels of D&D.
Glamorous, just like Bret Michaels.
What was Neve's?
Oh, 7.
Excellent.
I'm just trying to, bring it back to the olden days. My bad rolls.
Adira.
15.
Who has a higher dex between Alar and Adira?
I have 16. It's not much.
Oh, sorry. Plus 3 versus what's yours?
Did you know that in 5th edition, you just choose?
Plus 2.
Really?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you just choose. And you can even like go back and forth. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys just choose then, I guess. I'm just going to believe... I choose to believe Tim.
Alor goes first.
Okay. Tiffany. I'm going to say that Orcus is on his throne 60 feet from you.
Okay. I'm going to cast Haste on Tefaroth. Okay, here's the thing. If I do this, we have 10 rounds maximum. But whenever it ends, you can't move or take actions, and so you need to be away from him if he's not dead, or else you're basically dead.
I need one round, I assume.
Okay. I'm going to cast Haste, and then I am going to shoot my Oath Bow, and whenever I bring it back, I'm going to say, "You're my best bitch." And then... does a 23 hit Orcus's AC?
It does.
Yes. Okay. 8, but I feel like there's something else that I can do. Sorry, I've never done this before.
We are all playing new 20th level characters, which is slightly terrifying.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, maybe not. I'm just going to say that I do 8 damage and then I cast Haste.
Okay.
It is magical damage, though.
Okay. So he is going to take a legendary action. And he is going to cast Chill Touch on Tiffany.
No. Tiffany, no.
Since, you know, she's the biggest threat right now.
Tiffany just doesn't know when to back down.
And I have to look up Chill Touch on D&D Beyond. All right, so he creates a ghostly skeletal hand. and it grabs at Tiffany. So that is going to be a 24.
You got me.
You are going to take...
I feel like this was real bad. I'm never... Oh, wait. Is this necrotic or radiant damage?
Necrotic.
Okay, I will take half because I have resistance.
Okay, so it's... I think you're going to take 8 damage then.
That's not too bad.
Okay.
The other thing is that the hand will continue to hold on to you, and you can't regain hit points until the start of your next turn. And since we're in Orgus's lair,
oh fuck,
boy, he gets to take a lair action.
Oh great!
Oh no!
Oh, we should teleport him. Oh, could someone cast maze and then teleport to where the maze is so he doesn't get his lair action?
I mean,
couldn't he just leave the maze?
Yeah, after a round.
It'd take him a while.
He would choose to come back after a round.
Yeah, but if I say, okay, I'm going to cast maze, you teleport us on your turn, then as long as we're teleported to him in the same turn, then we have the rest of the turn. The person would have to start it. The first two people would have to be the ones to start it. And then the rest of the people would have the same, would have the advantage on the attack.
I love how complicated that is.
Why do something simple when you can do something complicated?
Nothing terrible happens, just 6 ghouls rise up out of the ground around you guys.
What?
They'll attack you later. Okay, we 6 are ghouls? On ghouls. They are surrounding it. I have a little baby map over here just to try to keep track of everything.
Okay.
You got to.
Alor.
Let's do this then.
So would you say they're all like... all the enemies are within 60 feet of us, or no?
He is just 60 feet away, and the enemies are right on top of you.
Alrighty, so I'm going to use Steel Windstrike. I flourish my Moonblade, and I vanish to strike with the wind, and I choose up to 5 creatures I can see within range, make a melee spell attack against each target. On a hit, a target takes 6d10 force damage.
Wow.
Jesus.
Save some for the rest of us.
So are you attacking ghouls?
Or yes, I'm going to attack all the ghouls.
Okay, go ahead.
So you might want to use your thing because that's 6.
You want to do? Are you roll? Do you have to roll to hit each one of them?
Yes, I do 6d10 to each.
All right. Well, you have to. So you're rolling to hit 6 times.
Yes.
Yeah, because he has a spell attack.
Or 5 times. All right. Well, here's 5d20s.
Alrighty.
Go nuts.
All right. One of them's a critical failure. Nice.
You also stabbed my butt.
All of the other ones are gonna hit.
All right.
So you hit 4 ghouls.
Make a melee roll attack against each target on a hit. Target takes 6d10 force damage.
So do you want me to do this?
Yes.
I hope you get a total of 60.
As quickly as these ghouls come out of the ground. Four of them are just wiped out of existence. What does it look like when you...
I just turned into wind, and I just, like, blades of wind just cut them all in half.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I love that.
So then I teleport, like, 5 feet to the ghoul that was nearest to me.
Okay.
So I teleport to where that was.
Okay.
Michael, I have this thing called Keeper of Souls.
Okay.
So basically, when an enemy that I can see within 60 feet dies, then I can, like, channel part of their hit points into someone else.
So interesting.
Who needs some hit points?
I think we're all at full.
Really?
Well, Nika needs some.
Oh, I took eight. Tiffany, I mean...
Well, she can't regain health, remember?
Oh, yeah, she can't regain health.
No!
Oh, dang it, I
thank
can't.
Thank you, Owen, for bringing
Wait,
that up.
Wait, what effect is that that's on her?
Yeah,
what,
how what's do you that? Stop that?
Just at the end of her turn. On her turn okay. ends.
Well, just know for the future, you just keep killing people, and I'll be able to do this. Because I don't think there's... I can just do it, like, once per turn.
Okay. Orcus is going to take another legendary action. And he's going to also chill touch Aelor.
Great.
No.
So can I dodge it or no?
He has to roll to hit you.
He gotta go.
He's gotta go.
Oh, not good.
How much is it?
So that's a 19 versus AC.
Barely hits. Wait, hold on. Yeah, that hits.
I rolled really bad and I still got hit. That's so fun.
Yep. My AC's pretty bad.
Doing that. Alright, so you take 22 damage.
Oofta.
And
that's a lot. To me.
And, that is a lot to you. And you can't heal until your turn again.
No time very fast.
Okay, Adira.
Okay, I'm going to cast Enervation on Orcus. So it's a bunch of inky tendrils that reach out from the ground right below him and kind of wrap up his legs. And he has to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Oh, that's a crit.
God
he rolled
damn
a 20.
It. Well, even if he saves, on a failed save, he takes 48 necrotic damage, and until the spell ends, I can automatically deal 4d8 necrotic damage to him. So
cool. Okay, so you do 48.
There's a lot more money. Yeah. Do you guys know that?
Whoa.
Yeah, there's like several hundred more.
I wasn't paying attention. I was too stressed about my mini spells that I don't know.
Yeah, thank you so much, everyone in the chat. We appreciate
yes,
it.
Thank you. So he takes 19 necrotic damage.
How dare you strike the Lord of Blood?
How much did you say it was?
19. And she immediately tries to hide behind something. and at the same time, seeing Adira attack this big, gross god, her little cat runs forward and nips him right on that ankle.
Got to.
Nom, 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 nom.
What does the cat
what
say?
Do you say?
No, no. That's
perfect. He takes 1 point of damage.
There you go.
Perfect.
Aim for a cat. It's
first
good.
Blood.
And so no, Adira was hiding either behind a thing or behind someone else.
Sneak attack.
I mean, you could, I guess, run out the door.
And around the, yeah, absolutely.
He goes,
I shall have to chill touch someone else.
Classic Orcus.
Classic Orcus. All right, so now it's Orcus's turn.
Oh, boy.
Wait, but Michael, he's done so many actions.
Yeah.
I know. Those were all legendary actions.
All of them, you say.
Yeah.
There are no more.
Until his next
you can't,
turn.
You can't lie to me.
Until his next turn.
Oh.
Damn.
Which it's his turn right now.
Oh.
The Blue Yeti raffle is starting now for people in the chat that are just listening and not paying attention.
This is a premium raffle right here.
Yeah, so exclamation mark, raffle, and the Twitch chat.
While holding the wand of Orcus, can use an action to conjure undead creatures whose combined average hit points, blah, 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 blah. Out of the ground, two more gigantic, oh, not gigantic. Well... One of them's real. One of them's a Tyrannosaurus.
What?
Oh, zombie.
Oh.
A zombie dinosaur.
It's the worst thing
pops,
ever.
No.
Pops out of the ground. And then on the other side, forth comes a Death Knight.
God, I'm more scared of the zombie Tyrannosaurus than Orcus.
Yeah.
This is unnatural.
That is his turn. Eckard.
By the timeliness of Rhaegar, 'tis my turn. By the companionship of Rhaegar, I summon you, if I can find the spell, Guardian of Faith. And a burst of light comes through, and a spectral guardian appears and hovers
It has a gleaming sword and shield emblazoned with the book with the horns what coming out of that. And I'm going to cast it within, let's say, 10 feet of our new friends. And they will take... They have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
And the save is an 18.
All right, so the first one fails.
Cool.
That was the Death Knight.
Cool.
And then the T-Rex, what did you say it was?
18.
He also fails.
So they will each take 20 radiant damage.
Oh, God.
Wait, are those ghouls still up too?
There are two ghouls.
Are the ghouls... close enough that they would be within 10 feet of the Guardian of Faith as well?
I don't see why not.
So they would also have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
Sorry, Michael.
And they, I believe, have very, very bad dexterities.
That would be great.
They're actually not that bad. What was it again?
18.
They still both fail.
Okay, well, the bad news is this thing only can do 60 damage total. So one of them will take 20 radiant damage, and the other one's fine.
Okay.
That was good. It was a level 4 spell. And then Eckhart will run to the last ghoul, and he will say, "Rhaegar, grant me your favor! Penpower my blade!" And he casts Divine Favor on his... Holy Avenger Longsword.
Nice.
And that'll be my turn. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Well, we've come to the end of our first part of the Tome of Foes episode. Thank you for listening, and keep it dicey. Of course, we will be here next week to continue it in our dicey ways.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at GeekLink or at D&D Podcast. And I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
I'm at Matthew M. Morris.
I'm at Animated Me with the Isis Threes.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished searching for death with Ketheroth, head on over to Apple Podcasts or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content like ad-free episodes that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Every pledge helps keeps us growing and makes this show better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Anguish, Aftermath, Celtic Impulse, Death of Kings, Bittersweet, Perspectives, Division, Brittle Reel, Enter the Maze, Burnt Spirit, Bathed in Light, and Controlled Chaos are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable.
That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.